Chapter 1, Transforming from Within, My Story. I am a firm believer in everyone's ability to heal through energetic transformation. Although I'm not a doctor nor a medical practitioner of any kind, it's clear to me that personal experience always becomes our opportunity and avenue for learning and healing. What turned me on to transformational healing came nearly 25 years ago, when, at age 40, I was diagnosed with deteriorated cervical discs. My shoulder pain and loss of feeling in my right arm frightened me, and a few days of prednisone was no consolation, only a temporary mild relief. My prognosis was the sick neck of a 70-year-old with a protocol of immediate spinal surgery. With two young children, being out of commission was not my idea of a good time, nor was a seemingly risky surgery or the future possibility of becoming stiff-necked with arthritis. Ask and you shall receive. So I actually did what my dad taught me to do as a kid. Pray. I sought an answer from the Heavenly Father, which is how I always see my Maker. Please send me the information I need to heal myself and be out of pain, were my supplicating thoughts. I was ready to receive an alternative solution. The result was a phenomenon that I deeply believed in, but hardly expected. A communication from the ultimate invisible Great One gave me several opportunities to explore my healing. I can't say I actually heard God speak, but the next day I learned from a friend about a hands-on healer who was coming to town that week. In addition, another friend gave me the phone number of an herbalist who made his diagnosis long distance by phone. The cool thing was that when I made the call, he picked up the phone and told me exactly what the MRI showed without any prior information from me. My belief in intuitive receptivity was immediately switched on. Right away, I was blessed to learn that the alternative doctor made a special formula that could heal discs. When I got the nasty tasting powder a few days later, I could immediately feel the knitting going on in my neck, and I knew healing had begun for real. I could handle the nasty taste with a promise of a new neck. As you might expect from my enthusiasm, the novel hands-on healing experience moved me along even faster. And just to add more energetics to the mix, I had what's called a yagya to enliven favorable laws of nature for my healing. This long-distance chanting by pundits in India served to move my discomfort out by affecting planetary influences. Wow, energy healing all the way from across the globe? Perhaps you'd like to know the results. Within 3 days, I was out of pain, off the medication, and after a month or so, I was ready to resume a fairly normal life of picking up my 3-year-old and my laundry basket and carrying in my groceries. Facing more challenges. Yet nature had more in store for me. A year and a half later, my 5-year-old daughter was diagnosed with cancer, already advanced to stage 4.5 out of 5. She was carrying a football-sized tumor that had eaten her left kidney, and several golf ball-sized tumors were sitting on her lungs. Although she had to go through 3 major surgeries, 18 months of chemotherapy and radiation treatments, the Wilms tumor protocol was successful. Western medicine had saved her life. Interestingly enough, the healings I had relied on for myself were not able to cure her. Receiving new opportunities. What came during that time was energetic healing work, which changed my life and eventually the lives of many others. The first session helped my daughter avoid sickness from the chemo treatments. I was shown how to use intention to move beyond my reticence and convince the oncologist to reduce the amount of medication to greatly reduce the side effects. In my session, I was able to shift my fears and unconscious belief patterns to resonate with my intention to make the request. Guess what? It worked. It was the first of many sessions which together helped me survive the intense heartache of the 2-year protocol and keep my daughter more comfortable as well. This was just the beginning for me. I took many workshops to learn about positive energy shifts, including chakra and meridian balancing, relationship transformation, and symbolic work. I became an expert in kinesiology and a certified practitioner of resonance repatterning. Working with my intuition. For 14 years, I was a sought-after practitioner and came to recognize and understand energetic transformation at a very deep level. During this time, my intuition became so refined and accurate that I started to work directly with the energy of others. I no longer had to rely on muscle checking or other references. I would just know intuitively what to say and what they needed for their own empowerment. The surprise for me was that without having had their experience, I could still offer guidance, and it was clear that it had nothing to do with my left brain knowledge. Deep in my heart, I knew I had to develop a process to teach others to transform themselves. I love facilitating positive transformations for my clients, but my deepest desire was to contribute to their self-sufficiency. The summer of 2007, I was challenged to spread the knowledge. Inspired by my current practice, as well as the work of Byron Katie, workshops in the biology of belief with Dr. Bruce Lipton, books by Shakti Gowan, Judith Orloff, Penny Pierce, Carolyn Mace, Donald Epstein, and others, and with great gratitude to my transcendental meditation teacher, Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, I felt ready to go forward. The empowerment process is born. 24 trusting students, including my young adult children and many friends, allowed me to offer my empowerment process course, which I called Following Your Intuitive Guidance for Energetic Transformation. The start was fun, engaging, and packed with knowledge. Shortly afterwards, I took the course on the road as a weekend workshop. The combined energy of all the course participants created a very powerful space for learning and transformation. The two-day weekend format allowed for time to bring out the necessary knowledge and connect it to the students' own personal experiences. The participants left the course feeling both transformed and empowered to help others. I feel blessed to be able to travel around the country and teach the process to wonderful, receptive people interested in energetic healing. And I continue to work with individual clients for empowerment process sessions and intuitive readings. My learning is ever expanding. Embarking on the journey. Taking the opportunity to engage with the empowerment process continues to open more and more avenues for self-discovery and growth. The possibilities for expanded growth are infinite. The quality of intuitive knowing is always being refined, and the tools of transformation are limitless. Embarking on this journey only requires love and compassion for yourself and a willingness to be open to the transformation process. You will then enjoy a wonderful heart experience for greater fullness and perfect intention in all you do.